food and nutrition experts getting together to help you raise a healthy family. It's time for Family Food Kitchen on Radio MD. Here's your hosts, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Try as you may, you've arrived home after work. The kids look at you and they're hungry and they say, "What's for dinner?" And you look at them with a blank face saying, "I don't know." Well, stress no more. Dawn Jackson-Blattner, she's a registered dietitian, cookbook author, has created the, listen up, fastest, healthiest, no-cook dinner board solutions. Oh my gosh, they're fabulous. Dawn, this is the coolest idea. How did you dream this one up?
Okay, so yeah, dinner boards. Basically what happened was I got an email from a client that said, you know, is it healthy to have popcorn for dinner? Because I've been having popcorn for dinner like every night this week. I just don't feel like cooking. And I thought, you know, I've been
That's
in that
funny.
Situation too. And there's got to be something that I can give people that's like a healthy version of snacking for dinner. And so hence out was born the dinner board. And it really is catching on. So many of my clients are doing it. My stepson is doing it. We all love the idea of just getting out a cutting board and putting on balanced snacks and then calling that your dinner. That's really what a dinner board is.
It's awesome. It is just awesome. I saw you did a TV segment on it, and that's why I said we got to be talking about this. And yes, I have had popcorn for dinner, and I love it. You know, I put nutritional yeast on it, by the way. That's my super swap for Parmesan cheese. Just a little side note. Okay, so you have several ethnic versions, and I'd love to start off with the Italian version. What do you put on your cutting board to have an Italian no-cook, fabulous, healthy dinner?
Well, and you mentioned that, you know, I have these five different boards that I kicked it off with, and people can make their own boards, absolutely, but I think, you know, a starting point is great. And how I think about all food is I take it a step back, and I don't think about, okay, am I going to have a pork chop for dinner, or am I going to have steak for dinner? That's how meal planning used to work. Now, meal planning, when you eat more of like a plant-based diet, you think, hey, do I feel like Asian? Do I feel like Italian? Do I feel like Mediterranean? Do I feel like Mexican? Do I feel like American? So I always start with any type of meal planning with sort of that ethnic feel. So you mentioned Italian. Italiano, I love this one. And so what I think about is putting whole grains on there. So I have like one slice of a sprouted whole grain piece of toast that I rub with garlic and cut up in little cubes. I put that on the board. Then for protein, I do a little bit of mozzarella cheese, like an ounce, ounce and a half, in little cubes. I put it on the board. Then, to make sure I'm getting enough produce in my life, I put one cup of cherry tomatoes on the board, and then I round it out with a fourth of a cup of marinated artichoke hearts, which I just love.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That is robust. It's a good dinner with like really that snacking feel. And then to every one of my boards, I also encourage people to add a small treat. And that small treat to the board is either 5 ounces of wine or, like I do, 16 ounces of kombucha, which is that fermented tea, or you could have 2 squares of dark chocolate. So having that board, but then also when I get snacky, I like to have a little kombucha wine or chocolate, and so I've really incorporated that treat along with these boards.
I love that. I think I'm going to do half portion of wine and half portion of dark chocolate because I just can't choose between the two.
Oh, good point.
But I love the concept of the board, especially being a working mom, and it is kind of hectic sometimes at the end of the day. And when you said it, you know, I thought of the board, and I'm like, this will work really great for me and my husband because they won't. We tend not to be as messy. For the kids, I think I'm going to put it in a muffin tin, put everything like in the little places so it's not, you know, spread all over the table. But I love the idea of snacking made into dinner. And one of our favorite things is Taco Tuesday. We're Lego Movie fans. So you have a fiesta board. Tell me what's on that one.
Yes, the fiesta board. Hey, I love that idea of the muffin tins, right? That's pretty cool. That's sort of like the bento box style of eating lunch, really,
yeah.
Is what we're talking about, right?
Yeah.
So you want a dinner board with a fiesta flair, right? You pull out your cutting board, a little cutting board, and I put on like a dozen or so corn tortilla chips, which you could even, you know, do like a corn tortilla and bake your own chips if you wanted. A half of a cup of a high in black bean salsa. So like either I'll buy salsa and add black beans to it or just actually, you know, have the black bean salsa that I buy. So that gives me the plant protein, and that corn tortillas are sort of that whole grain. And then I need to always round it out with a good dose of vegetables. So I put a cup of, like, pepper slices, those stoplight peppers, like the red and the yellow and the green ones, all cut up. And then, of course, I mean, I can't have a party personally without guacamole. So about a fourth of a cup of guacamole on that board. And you're looking at really a lot of fun with chips and black bean salsa and peppers and guac. Fun.
Wow.
Love it.
I'm drooling here, but I want to go Asian next. Maybe you could tell everybody what you would put on something with Asian cuisine.
Yeah, so, and I'm always thinking about whole grain, plant proteins, and produce. So you can kind of see, like, my routine. So if I'm going Asian, I'm in love with brown rice crackers that have little flecks of seaweed in there. They're at actually most major grocery stores. So I put about 9 of the brown rice seaweed crackers on there for my whole grain. For the plant protein, I put about a cup, a little bit less or so, of edamame, the frozen edamame that I saw. And I love them in the shell, so it takes me a little bit longer to eat them. And then, of course, for my produce, I'm doing a cup of carrot sticks because I love the color sort of contrast of the orange and the green edamame. And then I absolutely love peanut sauce. So a couple of tablespoons of peanut sauce so I can dip in my carrots, and I'm having really some Asian flair here with my whole grains and all my produce and my plant protein and healthy fats from peanuts. So it's balanced, right? But at the end, I also feel like it's a snacky, fun time for dinner.
That's awesome. So we got 3 days of the week taken care of. We're on Thursday, and Thursday we're going to go Mediterranean. What's on that one?
So the Mediterranean, for the whole grain, I love multi-seed crackers. So about a dozen or so of multi-seed crackers. Usually when you read the ingredients, it'll say like brown rice, and then it'll say chia seeds, sesame seeds, flax seeds, stuff like that. For the protein in Mediterranean, I had to go fish. So about a half of a can or 2 ounces of tuna in olive oil. I actually choose the tuna that's in olive oil because I feel like the flavor is just so great. And then I don't have to use mayonnaise because I have that olive oil flavor. For the produce, I do about a cup of cucumbers, so it's really refreshing. And for the healthy fat, I have about 5 or so large olives that I put on there. And so I'm getting that, again, the balance of all the ingredients are there. But it's super fun, and of course, I have the treat of red wine with that one.
Love it. And for the very last one, we only have 2 minutes left, so let's finish with the All-American board.
So All-American, I had to give kudos to popcorn, so I put popcorn on there for the whole grain.
Yay.
We all love hummus, so I put about a fourth of a cup of hummus with a little bit of hot sauce. That's, God bless USA, we all enjoy our hot sauce. A little broccoli, which is an All-American vegetable, and then about 3 tablespoons or so of peanuts, like take me out to the ball game, and that is your American
Yay.
Board.
That sounds delicious. That's every day of the week taken care of with 5 different boards. And there's so much fun, and there was no cooking involved. I'm just shocked and just can't wait to try it. I think my kids are going to be super excited to have different themes for every night. Thank you so much, Dawn. That was a lot of fun.
Thank you.
So let me tell everybody where
to
find...
Sorry, I just want to quickly add, we say no dishes, but there are a few little dishes, but it really that you have very little cleanup after that, right? You have
two seconds
for that.
You brush that off and go.
All right, go here, Lena.
Yeah, so no cleanup sounds good to me at the end of the day. I want everybody to know where to find Dawn, and that's at her website, and that's www.dawnjackson.com. Blattner.com. Find her on Twitter and Facebook too, so you can read her book called The Flexitarian Diet and look for the Super Swap program that she's coming up with anytime. So keep tuned to find out more and read about her boards as well. Remember, you can always find healthy solutions to feeding your families on kidcritics.org, and that is spelled with 2 K's. You find all our past shows on radiomd.com. You might find something you want to share with your friends, so visit us there. And in the meantime, make sure you always eat well and stay well.